From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news with the headlines. The National Counterterrorism Agency ensures political parties joining 2024 elections clean from terrorism network. Minister Teten Mas Duki affirms e-commerce urge to close access for used clothing import since 2021. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the National Counterterrorism Agency, BNPT, guaranteed that every political party contesting the 2024 general election is clean from terrorist network affiliations. Issues of terrorism and religion often arise ahead of the election. However, there is intelligence data indicating that there is a terrorist organization that wants to right this Democratic Party to seize power through practical political channels. According to BNPT head Commissioner General Boy Rafli Amar, this limited information shows that terrorist organization changed their strategy from using bullets to ballot boxes, taking a democratic path to gain power. Although the data still needs to be deepened, its existence is important for all parties to jointly increase awareness of the threat of radicalism and terrorism. Minister of Cooperatives and Small Medium Enterprises Teten Mas Duki claimed he had asked and agreed with e-commerce such as Shopee and Lazada to close access for cross-border sellers offering 13 products since 2021 in a bid to protect the domestic textiles industry. In a statement on Monday, he said that to encourage the textile and textile products TPT business, the government has many programs such as a national movement of Bangga Buatan Indonesia or Proud of Indonesian Products, which has been carried out since 2021. He also said that the government has also banned the trade of imported used clothing, which is recently arrived. The Indonesian Trade Ministry has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the Swiss government for trade promotion cooperation. Director General of National Export Development PEN at the ministry, Didi Sumedi, said that the MOU is a part of the ministry's commitment to becoming the lead ministries in encouraging the export of value-added Indonesian products to the European market. In a written statement issued in Jakarta recently, he said that the cooperation between the Ministry of Trade and the Government of Switzerland is a concrete step towards implementing a comprehensive economic and trade agreement between Indonesia and the European Free Trade Area, EFTA-SEPA, countries, which has been in full effect since November 2021. The Government of Switzerland has given the mandate for executing the MOU to the Swiss Import Promotion Program, SIPO, as the implementing agency with the involvement of multiple stakeholders, such as the Ministry of Cooperative and Small and Medium Enterprises, SMEs, the Ministries of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, the Indonesian Essential Oil Council, Indonesian Organic Alliance, and Association of Related Business Actors. World number one pair Fajar Alfian and Muhammad Rian Ardianto won the men's doubles title at the All England 2023 Badminton Championship after defeating their compatriots Muhammad Ahsan and Hendra Setiawan with the score 21-17 and 21-14 in just 34 minutes. The match took place in Birmingham, England on Sunday evening. This title is extraordinary to him, especially since he went through many challenges before the tournament. Meanwhile, Rian said he was grateful that the match went smoothly without injury. Rian said the support of those closest relatives allowed them to get up and reach this point, 2023 All England Badminton Championship. Let's move on to the international news, where Philippine Finance Secretary Benjamin Diokno said on Monday the central bank could decide to either hike the key interest rate by 25 basis points or keep policy settings unchanged as its next time on Thursday amid uncertainties. Diokno, who also sits in the central bank's policy-making monetary board, expressed optimism that inflation will ease to around 4% towards end of the third quarter. Philippines' annual inflation eased slightly to 8.6% in February from 8.7% in January, slowing for the first time in 6 months on lower transport and food prices, but remains well outside the 2% to 4% target band for the year. The Banco Central Filipinas has raised rates 8 times for a total of 400 basis points since last year to curb inflation, bringing the overnight reverse repurchase facilities rate to 6.0%, the highest since 2007. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi has favorably received an invitation from Saudi Arabia's King Salman to visit the kingdom following the reconciliation deal between the two countries, an Iranian official said on Sunday. Tweeted Mohammad Jamshidi, the Iranian president's deputy chief of staff for political affairs, said that Raisi welcomed the invitation. The two regional heavyweights announced on March 10 a Chinese brokered deal to restore ties 7 years after they were severed. Riyadh cut relations after Iranian protesters attacked Saudi diplomatic missions in 2016 following the Saudi executions of Shiite cleric Nim al-Nimr. Just one in a series of flashpoints between the two long-standing regional rivals. The deal is expected to see Shiite majority Iran and mainly Sunni Muslim Saudi Arabia reopen their embassies and missions within 2 months and implement securities and economic operation deals signed more than 20 years ago. Indonesian President Special Staff Coordinator Ari Dwipayana attended the awarding ceremony of Buddha Rupa, Buddha statues at Wat Raja Raja Bopit Satimasimarama in Bangkok, Thailand, by Somdet Pra Arya Vangsagaranyana, Somdet Prasangaraja, Sakalamahasang Haparinayaka for Indonesian Buddhists. Dwipayana noted in a statement received in Jakarta on Monday that cultural relations between Indonesia and Thailand have long historical roots, including in a relation to the exchange of Buddha statues. Dwipayana highlighted that the Buddha statue was not only awarded by the Kingdom of Thailand to Indonesia, but also from Indonesia, especially Java, to Thailand. Listen, let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. On Indonesian Embassy in Havana holds a commemoration of 63 years of Indonesia-Cuban relations. The Indonesian Embassy in Havana held the 63rd anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Cuba. Indonesian Ambassador to Cuba, Nana Yuliana, in her remarks at the commemoration expressed hope that the future cooperation between Indonesia and Cuba could continue to be improved because there is still a lot of potentials for cooperation that can be worked on to obtain more concrete results. The 63rd commemoration of Indonesia-Cuban diplomatic relations took place in Havana on Friday, according to a statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Havana received in Jakarta on Saturday. In her remarks, Ambassador Nana also conveyed a number of achievements in Indonesia-Cuban relations in accordance with 4 priority programs during her tenure, namely increasing political involvement, promoting economic cooperation, increasing connectivity between the peoples of the two countries, and protecting Indonesian citizens in Cuba. Meanwhile, in terms of people-to-people contact, the Indonesian Embassy in Havana has made several efforts to promote Indonesian image, arts, and culture through various exhibitions activities, including batik and photo exhibitions. Promotions of Indonesian culinary delights through the Spice Up the World program, Angklung Performance, and Guaya Batik Design Exhibition. Guaya batik is a combination of Cuban and Indonesian traditional fabrics, guayabera and batik, as a symbol of friendship and good relations between the two countries. The protections of Indonesian citizens in countries was accredited by the Indonesian Embassy in Havana. Ambassador Nana emphasized that the Indonesian Embassy in Havana could continue to provide optimal service to all Indonesian citizens in Cuba and surrounding countries. During the 63rd anniversary of Indonesia-Cuban diplomatic relation, the Indonesian Embassy in Havana performed the Lilin Dance, while the orchestra from the University of the Arts of Cuba played the song Manuk Dadali, and there was a salsa dance performance by female ambassadors and diplomats in Cuba. On that occasion, the Indonesian Embassy in Havana presented awards plaque to a number of its media partners and served Indonesian specialties such as tumpeng, chicken satay, fried rice, bakwan, and many others. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuku Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history with an event on March 20, 1956, when the independence of Tunisia is accorded. Tunisia is located in the northernmost parts of the African continent. It gained its full independence from France on March 20, 1956. Tunisia became independent as a republic founded by Habib Bourguiba. Previously, Tunisia was ruled by France since 1881. The name Tunisia is taken from the name of its capital, which is located on the northeastern coast of the country, Tunis. Tunisia is the only democracy in the Arab world. According to historical records, Tunisia was once inhabited by Berber tribes.
Yeah.
Let's move it on to the next event on Today in History about the World Storytelling Day. In 1991 to 1992, World Storytelling Day was initiated by storytellers in Sweden with the name All Storytellers Day. Then, in 1997, a celebration of story was held for 5 weeks to commemorate March 20th as the World Storytelling Day. At the same time, in Mexico and other countries in South America, March 20th is commemorated as National Day of Storytellers. We end Today in History with an event in 2022 in MotoGP Mandalika's Accord. The 2022 Indonesian Motorcycle Grand Prix is the second round of the 2022 MotoGP season. This race series was held at the Mandalika International Circuit, Mataram City, West Nusa Tenggara on March 20, 2022. This Grand Prix marks the first time for Indonesia to host a MotoGP race within 25 years. Miguel Oliveira for Red Bull KTM emerged as the champion, followed by Fabio Quartararo from Yamaha and Johan Zarco from Ducati.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadi Mulyono invited South Korean investors to take part in building Indonesia's new national capital Nusantara. In his statement in Jakarta last Friday, March 17, the minister said cooperation between Indonesia and South Korea has been established for quite a long time. Previously, the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing had worked closely with K-Water, which had excellent experience, technology, and capability in the water management sector. In order to strengthen and expand international cooperation in the development of Nusantara, the Government of Indonesia through the Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing attended the Korea-Indonesian New City Cooperation Forum. The event was organized by the South Korean Ministry of Land, Infrastructure and Transport in Jakarta. Minister Basuki said this forum became the starting point for cooperation between the two countries, especially in the development of the new national capital Nusantara. In addition, Indonesia and South Korea also signed a memorandum of understanding on technical cooperation in the transfer and development of Nusantara, which will become the basis for a bilateral mechanism and for South Korean companies to actively contribute in working together to build the new capital. Minister Basuki explained in 2019, the government of Indonesia had decided to move the national capital from Jakarta to Nusantara, a new location in East Kalimantan. This transfer was carried out due to enormous population pressures, massive urbanizations and environmental damage on the island of Java, especially Jakarta. The Indonesian government is very serious in developing the new national capital Nusantara, because the carrying capacity of Jakarta as the national capital is very limited. Starting from the availability of clean water, population, economic development, transportation and others. In addition, the government also wants to more evenly distribute development throughout the country. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure and Transportation of South Korea, Won Hee-ryong, hopes through this forum, the two countries can create new values and opportunities for cooperation and share their respective experiences so that there is a transfer of knowledge. He hopes the two countries will continue actively working together and moving towards a better future, and connection between Indonesia and South Korea can be more closely intertwined.
Voice of Indonesia.
masa lalu tak dapat ku menghadapi masa lalu.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to Pura Geger Beach in Bali, which is located in Peminge traditional village, Sawangan, South Nusa Dua, Bali. It's a place where you can enjoy the warm tropical air in a comfortable and relaxed atmosphere. As soon as you arrive at the parking area of Pura Geger Beach, you can see chairs neatly arranged on the beach. Geger Beach has very clean sand. On this sand, you can lie down while enjoying the sound of nature. In addition, Pura Geger Beach is also suitable for playing in seawater or swimming. Calm waves, clean white sand, and away from the noisy atmosphere make you feel at home for long enjoying this Pura Geger Beach. If you like surfing, you can also do it on this beach. Usually, surfers prefer to take the entrance from Jalan Pura Geger, which is located more southerly. If you take this road, it is closer to reaching the wave point in the middle of the sea. Here you have to be careful when going down the stairs to this beach, because you have to pass through the rocks below. Besides, you can also do other activities such as fishing and canoeing. If you don't bring equipment, don't worry, because at Geger Beach, you can rent it. When you are at Pura Geger Beach, do not forget to have a look at Geger Temple, which stands on a cliff at the southern end of the beach. Here you are free to see the temple from the outside, because if you enter the temple, you must follow the temple rules, such as having to wear a sarung, and so on. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tulus rasa hati ini untukmu, percayalah ku menyayangimu, akan ku beri semua hidupku untuk membuatmu selalu bahagia. Jika kau mencintaiku, katakanlah. Bila kau hanya milikku, yakinkanlah. Ku ingin kau menjadi milikku selama-lamanya. Dan tak pernah ku lepaskan. Bahagia dan hadirmu selalu hanya untukku, kita akan selalu bersama. Jika kau mencintaiku, katakanlah. Bila kau hanya milikku, yakinkanlah.
Selama-lamanya. Dan tak pernah ku lepaskan.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about buying medicine at the pharmacy, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Apakah ada obat sakit perut? Apakah ada obat sakit perut? Which means, is there any stomach pain medication? This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a clerk. Dev asks the pharmacy clerk if stomach pain medication is available. Let's listen to the conversation.
Apakah ada obat sakit perut?
Ya, ada. Obat cair atau tablet?
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Apakah, apakah, which means is. Ada, ada, which means there. Obat sakit perut, which means stomach pain medication. Apakah ada obat sakit perut? Apakah ada obat sakit perut? Which means, is there any stomach pain medication? In the conversation, you hear the question, apakah ada obat sakit perut? Apakah ada obat sakit perut? Which means, is there any stomach pain medication? In the question, there is a phrase, apakah ada, which means, is there, which is used to ask for the availability of something or the presence of someone or something. The question is about the availability of medicine at the pharmacy. To ask the availability of something, you can use the phrase apakah ada, which means is there, followed by the thing you ask for. For example, obat sakit perut, which means stomach pain medication. Besides the expression apakah ada, which means is there, you can use the word ada, ada, which means any, followed by the thing you ask for. Let's listen to the other examples of asking for the availability of something. Ada, ada, which means any. Ada obat sakit kepala, which means any headache medicine. Ada obat flu, which means any flu medicine. To state a pain feeling, you can use the word sakit, which means sick, followed by the sick body parts. For example, sakit gigi, which means toothache, sakit mata, which means sore eyes, and sakit tenggorokan, which means sore throat. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Apakah ada obat sakit perut?
Ya, ada. Obat cair atau tablet?
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa. Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Gereja Tua by Keroncong Nation. The song, which was composed by Benny Panjaitan, was popularized by Panbers or Panjaitan Bersaudara Band in 1970. The song was created based on Benny Panjaitan's experience at a church in Palembang, South Sumatra, which became a silent witness of lovers when they were still in school. Love stories when teenager are unforgettable and sweet memories. It is written in the song Gereja Tua, which literally means old church. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Nation with the song Gereja Tua. Enjoy!
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kamu yang aku butuhkan untuk jadi teman hidupku.
Bidadari tak bersayap datang padaku, dikirim Tuhan dalam wujud wajah kamu. Dikirim Tuhan dalam wujud diri kamu. Sungguh tenang ku rasa saat bersamamu. Sederhana namun indah kau mencintaiku. Sederhana namun indah kau mencintaiku. Sampai habis umurku, sampai habis usia, maukah dirimu jadi teman hidupku? Kaulah satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Diam-diam aku memandangi wajahnya. Tuhanku sayang sekali wanita ini. Tuhanku sayang sekali wanita ini. Sampai habis nyawaku, sampai habis usia, maukah jadi teman hidupku? Kaulah satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Katakan yes I do, jadi teman hidupku. Du 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 du, du 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 du. Teman hidupku, kau rasa tu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Katakan yes I do, jadi teman hidupku. Katakan yes I do, hiduplah denganku. Jadi teman hidupku.
Yes, I do. Voice of Indonesia.
Semoga kan abadi.
Voice of Indonesia.
That's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI _official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI _official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.